When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1313, Budgeting Tips, 10 Ways to Lower Your Life's Fixed Costs by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. Welcome to Optimal Finance Daily. I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. If you're listening in real time, you may have noticed that this is episode 1313, which is airing on October 13th. I take that as a sign that this is going to be a good one. This is a show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And if you like this idea of having blogs read to you for free, it'd be great if you could share this podcast with someone today. You can email or text someone a link to oldpodcast.com/listen. Or even better, go ahead and subscribe them to the podcast right on their smartphone. We would so appreciate that. But for now, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Budgeting Tips, 10 Ways to Lower Your Life's Fixed Costs by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. In accounting terms, a company's expense budget is comprised of two types of expenses: fixed costs and variable costs. A fixed cost is an expense that does not change with an increase or decrease in the number of goods or services produced or sold. These are expenses that have to be paid by a company independent of any business activity. Think rent, insurance, salaries. Variable costs, on the other hand, may change significantly from one month to another based on the level of production or activity. Household budgets hold the same reality. They're comprised of two types of expenses, fixed and variable. Our mortgage payment, for example, does not change from one month to another, so it's fixed. But the exact amount of money spent on clothing or ice cream varies wildly from one month to another, so it's variable. In fact, the personal budgeting tool I recommend most is built on the foundation of comparing fixed expenses to income in order to discover how much is left for variable costs. Theoretically, fixed costs are not easy to change. That is why they're called fixed, but not easy and not possible are not the same. A business and a household can always make changes to their fixed costs. And when they lower them, they're left with more margin in the budget and more money in the bank. So let's go over some budgeting tips to lower your fixed costs. 10 budgeting tips to lower your life's fixed costs. Number one, buy or rent a smaller home. In most situations, housing costs, rent, mortgage, and taxes take up the largest percentage of a person's income. Living in a smaller home offers opportunity to cut these fixed costs. In our society, moving to a smaller home is equated with taking a step back in life. But that's a shame. There are many benefits to a family living in a smaller home, and your largest expense offers the greatest opportunity. Number two, avoid car payments. Among the most important financial advice I've ever received was the recommendation to never carry a car payment. Buy the most reliable car you can purchase with cash and then begin saving for your next vehicle. Sell your old one, add the cash you've saved, and upgrade. I've followed it my entire life, and it's advice that can dramatically reduce your life's fixed cost. Number three, double-check reoccurring expenses. Take a hard look at your next credit card or bank statement, searching for reoccurring monthly expenses, things like memberships and subscriptions. Are you still using them all? Did you forget that some were even there? Cancel any of those you no longer need or use. Your monthly fixed costs will shrink immediately. Number 4, research insurance costs. Insurance is often like elevator music. It's running in the background, but we rarely pay any attention to it. We research insurance before we buy it, like property, auto, life, health. But once the decision has been made, we rarely consider other options. If it's been 5 or more years since you selected your insurance company, it's worth the time investment to double check your premiums and compare other options. Number 5, take your lunch to work. Food is a necessity, but how much we spend on food can vary greatly. Reduce the fixed cost of your food bill by choosing to pack a sandwich or salad for lunch rather than dining out. Number 6, pay off your credit card debt. Interest payments are like flushing dollars down the drain. We don't receive anything for them. I understand fully that some borrowed money pays off in the long run, like a mortgage, a business loan, some student loans, but it's still important to think thoroughly about the implications of taking on a loan. Also, if you're requiring loaned money for consumeristic purchases, other words, credit card debt, this is an interest payment that should be eliminated as quickly as possible. Number 7, stop upgrading your phone. The monthly fees paid to cell phone providers have increased dramatically over time. Check other rates and options in your area. But one way to lower your fixed costs in the long run is to stop upgrading your phone just because you're eligible. Use your existing phone until it dies rather than needing the new model just because your company of choice announced a new one. Number 8, cut utility bills at home. According to some studies, the average consumer spends 7% of their annual income on energy. Cutting utility bills may not seem significant, but reducing each over the course of time does result in substantial savings. Get a programmable thermostat, lower the temperature on your water heater, unplug unused electronics, cut cable, or better seal your home for colder heat. Number 9, research childcare options in your area. If your children are not in school or need supervision before or after, look into new childcare options that have sprung up in your neighborhood. Just last week, my wife was chatting preschools with a friend. Our friend was shocked to hear the registration fee for a new high-quality preschool that had just opened in our area. It was much less expensive than the one she had intended to enroll her daughter in. After a few phone calls and independent research, she lowered her fixed costs significantly by enrolling in the new one. Number 10, ditch the storage unit. 10% of Americans rent offsite storage. In almost every case, it is simply not necessary. I understand they can be helpful in certain situations, during moves or in incredibly high rent areas. But if your storage unit is simply storing stuff because you own too much stuff, get rid of it. Stop paying money to keep stuff you don't need. Free your life of the financial and mental burden today. Lowering your life's fixed costs offers great opportunities. We can get ahead financially, we can pay off debt, or we can live more generous lives. Either way, it's always worth the effort to practice some of these budgeting tips. You just listened to the post titled Budgeting Tips, 10 Ways to Lower Your Life's Fixed Costs by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I love these amazing tips from Joshua. I feel like I have to reiterate the first one a little bit louder for the people in the back. Buy or rent a smaller home. There are so many benefits aside from saving on this fixed cost. There's less to clean, less to furnish, less to heat and cool, and lower maintenance costs. I feel that being forced to live in small spaces all the years I spent in New York City has become a superpower in living minimally. I've come to find smaller living spaces much more cozy, and not owning many material possessions made moving a breeze. And mind you, I've moved 9 times in my adult life, which thankfully has always been very painless. My 1,100 square foot house feels like a castle now, and it's extremely affordable. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Wednesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.